9. The permanent citizens of Urantia. Midwayers may be regarded as the first group of the permanent inhabitants to be found on the various orders of worlds throughout the universes, in contrast with evolutionary ascenders like the mortal creatures and the angelic hosts. Such permanent citizens are encountered at various points in the Paradise Ascent. Unlike the various orders of celestial beings who are assigned to minister on a planet, the Midwayers live on an inhabited world. The Seraphim come and go, but the Midway creatures remain and will remain, albeit they are nonetheless ministers for being natives of the planet. And they provide the one continuing regime which harmonizes and connects the changing administrations of the seraphic hosts. As actual citizens of Urantia, the Midwayers have a kinship interest in the destiny of this sphere. They are a determined association, persistently working for the progress of their native planet. Their determination is suggested by the motto of their order, "What the United Midwayers undertake, the United Midwayers do." Although their ability to traverse the energy circuits makes planetary departure feasible to any Midwayer, they have individually pledged themselves not to leave the planet prior to their sometime release by the universe authorities. Midwayers are anchored on a planet until the ages of settled light and life. With the exception of 1, 2, 3, the first, no loyal Midway creatures have ever departed from Urantia. 1, 2, 3, the first, the eldest of the primary order, was released from immediate planetary duties shortly after Pentecost. This noble Midwayer stood steadfast with Van and Amadon during the tragic days of the planetary rebellion, and his fearless leadership was instrumental in reducing the casualties in his order. He serves at present on Jerusalem as a member of the 24 counselors, having already functioned as Governor General of Urantia once since Pentecost. Midwayers are planet-bound, but much as mortals talk with travelers from afar and thus learn about remote places on the planet, so do Midwayers converse with celestial travelers to learn about the far places of the universe. So do they become conversant with this system and universe, even with Orvontan and its sister creations, and so do they prepare themselves for citizenship on the higher levels of creature existence. While the Midwayers were brought into existence fully developed, experiencing no period of growth or development from immaturity, they never cease to grow in wisdom and experience. Like mortals, they are evolutionary creatures, and they have a culture which is a bona fide evolutionary attainment. There are many great minds and mighty spirits among the Urantia Midway cores. In the larger aspects, the civilization of Urantia is the joint product of the Urantia mortals and the Urantia Midwayers, and this is true despite the present differential between the two levels of culture, a differential which will not be compensated prior to the ages of light and life. The Midway culture, being the product of an immortal planetary citizenry, is relatively immune to those temporal vicissitudes which beset human civilization. The generations of men forget, the cores of Midwayers remembers, and that memory is the treasure house of the traditions of your inhabited world. Thus does the culture of a planet remain ever present on that planet, and in proper circumstances such treasured memories of past events are made available. Even as the story of the life and teachings of Jesus has been given by the Midwayers of Urantia to their cousins in the flesh. Midwayers are the skillful ministers who compensate that gap between the material and spiritual affairs of Urantia which appeared upon the death of Adam and Eve. They are likewise your elder brethren, comrades in the long struggle to attain a settled status of light and life on Urantia. The United Midwayers are a rebellion-tested cause, and they will faithfully enact their part in planetary evolution until this world attains the goal of the ages. Until that distant day when in fact peace does reign on Earth and in truth is there goodwill in the hearts of men. Because of the valuable work performed by these midwayers, we have concluded that they are a truly essential part of the spirit economy of the realms. And where rebellion has not marred a planet's affairs, they are of still greater assistance to the Seraphim. The entire organization of high spirits, angelic hosts, and midway fellows is enthusiastically devoted to the furtherance of the paradise plan for the progressive ascension and perfection attainment of evolutionary mortals. One of the supernal businesses of the universe, the superb survival plan of bringing God down to man and then, by a sublime sort of partnership, carrying man up to God and on to eternity of service and divinity of attainment, alike for mortal and midwayer. Presented by an archangel of Nebadon.